Well, you know what that sound means? Another miserable night alone at home. No, it's
not. Jeez.
Kicking off the holiday season.
We need to start over. You cannot do that.
Well, that's just me. No, actually, I've got my wife and dog, so I'm not alone.
Are you okay?
I'm going to be fine. It's just the time of year, you know. Some people get a little melancholy. It's cuffing season.
Ugh, don't remind me. God, it's when people couple up and they cuff.
What?
I don't really know.
Actually, what it is this is the time of year when everyone turns on the guest list for the best new artist of the year edition.
Hey! God bless us, everyone.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, we're all cuddled up around the fire together.
Got some eggnog. Giant blanket.
Oh, yeah, that is a nice fire we got going over there.
You didn't notice it until now?
I just now saw it. And then
is this going to be a radio play type?
It's really good that it looks like Amber bought some eggnog. So that's good.
Yep. Yeah. It's got a mysterious substance in it.
Yeah.
It's making me feel a little loopy already. But
yeah. It's not him. Don't look too closely.
Yeah. Yeah, and
questionable.
And Molly brought something too, but I'm not really sure. We can't really talk about that on the radio, so we'll just leave that alone. I don't know what that is. Have you seen
Secret Santa? There goes my ear again.
Okay, so let's kick things off with Amber Henderson. Amber, Amber is going to tell us about her favorite new artist. Actually, favorite new discovery, right?
Yes, right? They're not new. We know this.
Okay.
Blue Blood. So I was walking downtown one night, and somebody said, "Where's a good place to get a drink?" And I said, "Well, my dear friend, I love to go to the World Famous because they have delicious cocktail beverages." And I popped in, and my friend Philip Brantley was there, and he said, "You made it." And I said, "To what?" Turns out, Blue Blood was playing that night.
Yay.
So I know that we've had Drew Buskin on the show before, a friend of ours, and he's, you know, talked about a couple of bands he's in, and one of them being Blue Blood, and I've never really seen Blue Blood live.
You have been missing out. They're one of my favorites around town.
Is that true?
It's very true.
So I have known Blue Blood has existed, but I've never seen them live, and that kind of seeing them live really turned me on to their music. I didn't realize how creative and talented those guys really were. So it's fronted by Hunter Morris. It was alerted to me that their new album is released under the name Hunter Morris and Blue Blood due to the confusion with another band or artist that is going by the name of also Blue Blood.
What?
So when you're looking for more of their music after this, make sure you don't get those two bands confused. It's Hunter Morris and Blue Blood. Blue Blood kind of started out as a solo project for Hunter after his band Gift Horse was no more, which I kind of think Blue Blood is a little more mature in some senses than Gift Horse was, but I don't really know how to describe. Maybe, Gabe, you can help me out with the comparison a little bit, but Gift Horse was more like kind of wild and chaotic, and Blue Blood seems to me as like a little more polished, like a pop sound.
Yeah, it's like more melodic and poppy with a little bit of a psych pop kind of edge to it. But definitely more restrained than Gift Horse.
Yeah.
A little more mature, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think when you transition from one project to another, you look at the strengths you want to take and the direction you want to take. And he really shines on the keyboard and has lots of effects that he brings in to that. And when you're like, I don't know, maybe it's something about where you're standing and how you're playing. You have to be more like front on to the audience and take a little more charge.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
That's my theory.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like that. That's interesting.
We'll have to ask Hunter sometime if we see him. So that's what's going on in his head.
Well, yeah, probably he's just thinking about fishing a lot because that's what he does.
That's right.
That's his day job. He's a fly fisherman. Fly fisherman by day, rock star by night, that Hunter guy.
That's the life, man.
Yeah, that does sound pretty good, actually.
Is it not?
In fact, their Blue Blood's first album was called This Is the Life.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet that's what it's about.
You think
fishing
so?
Fishing by day, rocking by night.
Why wouldn't it be, yeah?
I'm going to write a concept album about that, even though I've only fished like twice in my life. I'm sure it's great. But he took the time, old Dear Hunter, to send me a couple of unreleased songs as of when
exciting.
We're recording this. And we are getting these exclusively. They're not even mastered yet. So thank you so much, Hunter, for sending me these. I really do appreciate it.
Everybody go see Blue Blood, or Hunter Morris and Blue Blood.
Yes.
Sorry. Go see that band.
Well, tell us what you brought.
This song is called Photographs. It's a very upbeat song. It's great. We're going to play it on the guest list.
So that was Photographs from Hunter Morris.
And Blue Blood.
On the guest list. And that is Amber Henderson's favorite find for 2018.
New discovery.
Bah, 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 bah. Right?
Or a band I've recently been into. How about that?
Yeah,
because
I
know they're not new. I sound like a broken record.
But a new discovery.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
that counts.
Yeah. Later on in the hour, we're going to find out what my favorite new discovery
was. He's really building this up.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, you don't know what it is, though. None of you know what it is.
Hmm. It's probably going to be like Lil Yachty or something.
Scooter Gabe.
Oh, my.
Lil Xan.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, let's move on. How about Molly Williams? What do you got over there, Molly?
So I would really love to talk about Haley Hendricks.
Okay.
She's based out of Portland, Oregon. She grew up out there. And I think I mentioned earlier in an earlier episode that I've been training for a 5K over the last several months. And since I hate running so much, I tried to come up with something to do to focus my mind while I was out there. And I went back to listening to the All Songs Considered podcast. And, you know, she's someone that they were talking about and kind of counter to the point of listening to the podcast, I actually stopped my running to listen to this song because it's so arresting. Her voice is incredible, but her you really have to listen to her lyrics. That's really the point. And yeah, she's been playing music for a while, but no one had ever really heard of her before she entered the Tiny Desk contest about 3 years ago. And she quickly, you know, got picked out of the thousands of people who submit for that by other people who had kind of gone through all the videos. And since she got discovered there, she's really been honing her craft and working more on her songs and getting comfortable playing live. And so this is her first album, I Need to Start a Garden, came out this year. She reminds me a little bit of Mothers. She has a similar quality, a similar pacing.
I could see that, yeah.
But her voice is the thing that stands out the most purely. And I love the song The Bug Collector. I couldn't play it here for our listeners because it has some bad words in it. But y'all should check that out.
Thanks for...
The FCC doesn't regulate your living room, so you can listen to I Need a Garden and the safety of your own home.
We'll pause for 4 minutes while you do that.
Yeah, thanks. Come back. But her lyrics can be playful, but they're also very thoughtful, and there are lots of layers of meaning in them. And the music is fairly straightforward, but it just gives you a lot of space to kind of follow the wandering of her songs. So we're going to hear a song called Drinking Song.
Drinking Song.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to this.
Pour me another nog.
This is, that's
all right.
Right.
Pouring it up.
Yeah, put another log on that fire while you're over there too,
okay,
Gabe.
Cool.
Here's Haley Hendricks on the guest list.
There's a light at the end that I know, where culprits and carpets make sense of it all, and the sky is all indigo, and the young ones just want to go home. And the edge of the world makes it seem that everyone gone is still singing the same song, and I can believe in these things. That everyone's singing along, the good and the bad and the gone. Forget, and everyone
right. So that was Drinking Song from Haley Hendricks on the guest list. And she is one of Molly's favorite new finds for 2018. I'd say that's a pretty good pick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like Bob Boylan and Robin Hilton really don't get it wrong very often. But sometimes you listen to shows on our other NPR music colleagues' stations, and you think that's nice enough, but this one was literally stopped me on the track. So,
on the train track.
On the train track.
We were perplexed over here as to who else she reminded us of, and Gabe had a couple of tidbits, didn't you?
Well,
I don't know what that was.
You gotta take it easy on those eggnogs over there. I think. Make that your last one.
Did the mic pick that up?
Oh, yeah.
It was just like the LaCroix or the soda water bubbling in my throat. Sorry, the eggnog.
The eggnog. Yeah. Keep the theme.
Should I take an antacid? I'm confused.
Keep the theme going. Spikes the eggnog with LaCroix.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why it tastes so funny.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
don't know where I was going with this. Sorry, guys.
I was briefly reminded of Angel Olsen's first, like, early stuff, which was very sparse and acoustic-y, and she has that kind of, you know, lilting voice.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not, I mean, it's not a
good comparison, yeah.
Comparison necessarily.
There's someone, I can't put my finger on it. Maybe our listeners will know, and maybe they can write something on our Facebook page. Who does Haley Hendricks remind you of?
At the guest list.
Yeah.
At us.
Yeah, do that.
Don't at me, at us.
Right. No, I think you should at Amber Henderson. I really do.
Blow up her spot.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Can't wait.
Let's see what happens. All right, so you had...
706-54.
Let's do...
555.
Let's do a little back and forth here. Let's check in with Gabe Vodica. That's Flagpole Music Editor.
Let's do.
Hello.
Gabe Never heard of him.
Vodica. And so this is going to be a little more weighty, I think, than anything else in the room. What do you guys think? Maybe? No?
Gabe always brings the weight.
Talking about old Annie Lee?
I'm talking about Gabe Vodica telling us who has flipped the needle for him.
Okay. Who's flipped the needle for you, Gabe?
Okay, so I just wanted to go through a short list of a few local artists that I discovered this year that... there are three of them, and two out of the three sort of popped up in the past year. One of them has been around a little longer. But I'll talk about Annie Leith first. She is a local violinist and composer who just released her first album called Recurrence. And she has a really neat sound. It's kind of unlike anything else going on in town right now. It's largely instrumental, violin-based, kind of loop-based electronic music that has definitely some classical influence as well. She is a music student at UGA.
Yeah.
And so she brings that kind of background to her music, but she also very much exists in the popular sphere and shares bills here in town with non-classical groups.
So like some rap groups or... hip-hop groups or something like that? Brass bands?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's sort of
like
aligned, it seems, more with the experimental scene in town where she'll share bills with, like, experimental guitarists and composers and things like that. So there's a little bit of crossover in that scene, I think, naturally with classical music. But she is really trying to meld those two worlds together, I think, in a feature we did with her recently. She talked about wanting to bring those two spheres together, classical music and kind of music students and the bands in town. And she's doing a really neat job of that, both with her music and with the kind of shows that she's putting on around town.
Yeah, her music, it's so wondrous, strange. It's really beautiful. And I love the way she builds layers with the violin kind of always as the anchor. But some of the plucking and then the
drum pads,
the bowing reminded me of Andrew Bird.
Yeah.
And I know he's done a lot with loops. And I hope that we get to see her a bunch in Athens over the coming year, especially if she's doing these really interesting collaborations.
Yeah. I hope she stays in town after she finishes school because I think she provides something really unique and necessary in the local scene right now, which is this. And there are other folks that are bringing classical music into the downtown scene a little bit, but she is sort of leading the charge, which is cool.
I don't know why I didn't think of it till now, but it reminds me of like the early days of Dave Matthews Band, where that violin, it was like maybe the first time you heard
it was like an
violin on
thing.
The radio as part
yeah.
of
right.
a part of pop music. And not that she's necessarily making pop music, but anytime you can bring those more classical instruments into a different format, I think really it changes the sound in such a dramatic way. It's really appealing.
Well, and usually when you, like, you, that's a good point. You mentioned bringing the violin or something into a pop music context, which isn't necessarily what she's doing. She's more like showcasing
the violin.
The violin is
yeah.
the thing.
Yeah.
And her compositions are the thing. Whereas a lot of the time you'll think of the violin or something like that as an accompaniment.
Yeah.
Or as a background instrument almost.
And I guess Kishibashi does a similar
yeah,
thing of showcasing the violin. But we're fortunate because we have Hodgson here and we have so many talented musicians in Athens who are getting training on those more classical instruments.
Right.
Well, I heard the drum pad at first, and I was like, oh, we're going to listen to some 80s pop music.
Yeah.
And then as we started to move further on in the song that you picked, Gabe, it was completely different from where it started. So
yeah.
I love the transition
it's
and,
neat.
Like you said, building the layers. So she's a very talented young woman.
Yeah, and she composed, recorded, and mastered and mixed it, the album all by
wow.
herself, which is cool. She's
yeah.
a
skilled
cool.
engineer as well. So
impressive.
Neat.
So what are we going to listen to, Gabe?
Yeah, so this is a song from her new album, Recurrence, and it's called Off Chance.
It's Annie Leith on the guest list. All right, so that was Annie Leith performing Off Chance from her self-produced album, and that's Gabe's pick for one of the Best New Finds of 2018. That was very interesting.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing what she does in the next year or two, assuming she stays here in town, because I think she's bringing something really neat to the scene.
All right, let's toss it back to Molly now. Let's see. You've got another another choice here. What do you got?
So this is a band called Loma, and Loma is a side project of two other bands that came together after they did some touring in 2016. The first band is Cross Record, and that's Emily Cross on vocals and guitar and Dan Dzinski on just about everything else. And then they were on tour opening for Shearwater, which is one of my favorite bands of all time. And their singer, Jonathan Myberg, had such a good time being on tour with them, and they got along so well, they decided to do this collaboration project. And they're both bands are from Austin. So they started to get together at Emily and Dan's house because they were a married couple when this project began. And then as they started working on the recordings, unfortunately, Emily and Dan started divorce proceedings. So, but what's, yeah.
It's like a white stripe situation.
Well, but what's really interesting about it is, you know, so Jonathan Myberg in interviews has said, like, I didn't realize that that was happening. Like, none of that drama happened in front of me when we were recording. They would get together, like, maybe once a month for 2 days and do this recording. He's like, but there definitely was this sort of sense of urgency, like, we need to get this done and we need to get it done soon, that was channeled into the work. The other thing that got kind of woven through all these songs was that they're recording in a home studio in the hill country of Texas. And so there are lots of birds and insects and other animals around. And Jonathan Myberg is an ornithologist in his spare time. He's doing,
of course he is.
He's working on a dissertation or a book about the caracaras of South America.
Love those caracaras.
Fascinating, yeah. Man. But so he was really into like bringing those bird sounds and animal sounds into the recording, and they were going back and forth in this interview to see, like, well, did that cicada actually like make it on the record? So I guess our listeners will have something to look forward to if they dig into this Loma record. But yeah, so Loma is probably a one-shot deal now that the married duo that was two-thirds of the group is no longer married. They don't really feel the need to make music together anymore, which is too bad because they're really great. And then with Jonathan Myberg, they're even better. But
so it's like challenging, but also like that situation may have inspired them to write some of their newer music.
Yeah. And what Jonathan was saying again in interviews about this record was that, you know, when Emily and Dan made music together, they had specific instruments they played in a way that they arranged and composed together. And then he, as the front man of Shearwater, has a way that he plays and the way he approaches the music. But because they were getting together to do this like once a month for 2 days at a time, and they made no rules about how to record, you know, sometimes the drum was like Emily playing on the cast iron pan that they make breakfast in, but she's not the drummer typically. And they all just kind of took different instruments and went in whatever directions felt right for them in that context and in that moment, instead of playing to their usual strength. And so it really allows everyone to bring forward these sort of new gifts and shine in this collaboration in a totally different way that they probably won't do when they move on from this. Because I guess some of the other members of Shearwater have also gone, left the band. Jonathan Myberg was married to the bassist and they're no longer married. So there's lots of reconfiguration happening.
Sounds like Fleetwood Mac.
Well, it also sounds like Austin, right? And kind of like Athens. Like,
yeah.
You have all these groups that all know each other and members are interchangeable and you form new collaborations. But I really like the sound of Loma. It's very, if you're going in as a Shearwater fan, it's not Shearwater at all. And if you're going in as a Cross Record fan, it's not really Cross Record either. It's not like you took the two things and mashed them together. It's a totally separate entity. So I'm really excited about this project.
Interesting.
Kind of neat that it's just like, it's just this one-off that didn't exist before and probably won't exist again.
Yeah.
But we have this one album to dig into, and that's kind of neat in its own right.
Yeah, and they actually did tour, you know, even though they had some interpersonal stuff. And some of the other members of Shearwater joined them too. So, yeah, it's a beautifully encapsulated one-off.
So the recording is just three of them, you mm-hmm. said. Yeah, it's a big sound coming from just three people.
Yeah.
Especially if one of them is just beating on a cast iron skillet. It's a lot. It's a yeah. lot for three people. Like, where's the sound coming from, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so what's the selection you got over there?
So we're going to hear the song Joy.
Joy mm-hmm. from Loma.
Mm-hmm.
A one-off of a one-off.
That's right.
On the guest list.
Love comes, I'm stuck in the brain. Like a man I'm stolen. Like a diamond deep in the earth. Like a razor unfolded. Like a million, million waves of joy. Night comes circling in like a rain in the ocean. And the light's on the lid of the air like a flower.
All right, so that was Joy from Loma, one of Molly Williams' top new finds for 2018. And that was, we were digging that. You know, let me say something. The one thing that seems to run through this group is the vocals usually stand out pretty good in mm-hmm. most everything we do. And if it doesn't, then there's some really unique sound to all of it. I mean, there's always a rather eclectic palette displayed here on the guest list, but vocals among selections seem to be in the front, and I like that, and are always sort of unique sounding to me.
Yeah, I suppose we're probably all drawn to compelling vocal styles.
Since we like to talk so much.
Maybe that's what it is.
On the radio.
I don't know.
Well, I also think, you know, there are a lot of bands that come through Athens, and there are lots of recognizable names, and sometimes we feature them on the guest list, but a lot of times what we're trying to highlight for our listeners is something you maybe didn't know about or something that might surprise you. And I think vocals are something that catch your ear really quickly. Or if someone is a storyteller or has, you know, kind of story making lyrics, then that is appealing. And it certainly suits the radio format also. But I feel like I walk away from every show. I bring my own stuff to the table, but I'm always excited to hear what Gabe and Amber have as well, because they're turning me on to new music. And then some of these become my favorites. Like we were talking about getting ready for the show, and Neighbor Lady is someone that was not on my radar until we did the show earlier this year. And I bought the album as soon as I could, and I've seen her several times. And it's such a gift, you know, to hear that from you all. And then I hope that our listeners receive it that way also, because this is the season of giving.
Well, this is just holiday cheer we're spreading.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, isn't that great? And speaking of gifts, if you're just tuning in, I will be gifting the group with one of my new discoveries. And I haven't told anybody here on the panel, so they don't know. They have no idea.
We're white knuckling all the way.
What the Secret Santa is coming from Chris Shoup. What was
be...
it? Of all the things that maybe I heard over the course of the last year, what did I zero in on to say, you know, I kind of like that.
Juice World.
Here's a
I think it's Elvis.
Here's a hint. Here's a hint. It actually got me to go see them.
Oh. I think I know.
Was it his nephew's band?
No.
Open. Shouts out. Free publicity.
No. But we'll get to that in just a second. But first, I want to flip it back to Gabe Vodica. Gabe's got a couple more choices here.
Yeah. Well, speaking of eclectic vocal styles, I want to talk about Georgia Dish Boys, which is another local band, Athens band. Athens by way of Elberton, I believe. At least the front man, Seth Martin, is from Elberton. So he Seth Martin has this unbelievably distinctive singing voice,
yeah,
which is just, you're either going to love it or hate it. I love it. It's just this very raspy, he's like, he's screaming, but he's not screaming, you know, as he's scream singing, but it's just like, that's how he sings. and yet it's somehow melodic. Georgia Dish Boys are kind of a band. They've been around for a couple of years, and they've sort of been kind of sliding under the radar, even with me, until recently. They put out a record in 2016, a debut album called, a self-titled album, and then last year they returned with a record called Get Gone, which really showcased Seth Martin's voice in a very upfront kind of way. I love the quote, the press quote on their Bandcamp page for this album. It says, if you ever wondered what Lynyrd Skynyrd would sound like playing a Sonic Youth song,
yep,
you need to get the Georgia Dish Boys
album. Yeah, so that's a good... when you first listened to them, you were like, okay, Allman Brothers, like Lynyrd Skynyrd, some Southern rock. And then he starts singing, you're like, oh, no, not Allman Brothers.
Yeah, there's this very kind of edgy noise rock dissonant kind of vibe that they have in a lot of their music. But it's definitely the Southern rock kind of backdrop, this rootsy rock and roll sound that, you know, hard not to love.
Yeah.
And then these pretty wild vocals over the top of it. And they just returned with another, or they're returning very soon with another album called Nine Song Movie. And the lead single, Birds So Blue, which we'll hear in a minute, is a little bit restrained compared to their last album. It's a little more of a slow burner. And he's not, his vocals aren't quite as yowly on this one.
Yowly. Well, and I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Eric Zock, who I know played on the album. I don't know the full lineup of Georgia Dish Boys, and it was hard for me to figure that out. But
he's the drummer, I believe.
Okay. Well, he's one of the sweetest souls you could ever hope to meet. And he works on honing his culinary arts as well as his music ability. And it doesn't surprise me that he's found a home with Georgia Dish Boys, and it's always cool when you hear a band that you really like, and then you realize that someone you know is partially responsible for that sound. So that was exciting. And there's a lot to love in their music, like that molassesy guitar and
buzz. Shades of like Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Yeah.
In addition to, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd and those kind of Southern rock greats, but definitely a classic rock vibe going on here, with some updates from noise rock and grunge and
very visceral.
It's a visceral sound. You're right.
And what track are we going to listen to?
So this is the lead single from the new album, and it's called Birds So Blue.
It's the Georgia Dish Boys on the guest list.
All my brothers, here we go.
All right, so that was Birds So Blue from the Georgia Dish Boys, one of Gabe Vodica's favorite discoveries for 2018. And Gabe, you got one more to talk about before we throw another log on the fire and make another big batch of eggnog here in the studio.
That's right. one more discovery to go over real quick, and that is another Athens band called Dear Eyes. And if you ever tune into WOG, the student-run UGA station, you might have...
Oh, I'm just kidding. We love WOG.
You may have heard these guys. They're a heavy rotation over there. Favorite with kind of the college crowd, I think. But for good reason. These guys are started as a duo. Now I believe they're a trio, but sort of just really pretty melodic kind of dream pop music. Chill wave, you might even say, plays a factor in these guys' music. I just had to work that in there for Shoop.
Just for you, Shoop.
Love it.
So Dear Eyes put out a debut album very early 2018, just been on heavy rotation all year long. A really, really great, well-composed 9-song album, self-titled record called Dear Eyes. And so we're going to hear a little snippet of that. I've got a track.
It's Blue Night, I believe.
Blue Night. Thanks, Amber. So yeah, Dear Eyes with Blue Night, and this will get you moving in the holiday spirit, I think, and it'll help us as we sit around the fire, sort of mellow out as we
reflect on the year just
reflect
passed.
On the year.
Think about the awesome gifts we all just gave each other.
That's yeah,
right. I mean it's very melodic in that way, but I think it has like the opportunity to be a little hip hop influenced.
There's
feel
definitely
like
some of that.
You could lay a sick track down over this and.
Yeah, you could hear some of these tracks being cool hip hop instrumentals for sure.
You can rock the mic.
Yeah, not a sick track, a sick flow.
There you go.
Let me just freestyle over this real quick.
You got bars?
I got bars. Nobody has bars in here.
So this is Dear Eyes, and this is the track
Blue Night
on the guest list. Thank you. All right, so that was Blue Night by Dear Eyes, and that's one of Gabe Vodica's favorite new finds of 2018. If you're just tuning in, you've come right at the right time. I'm about to reveal my favorite pick.
Shoe pick, shoe pick, shoe pick.
For my favorite new find of 2018, picture this.
I don't know them.
It's a big, gigantic festival going on. And the old dog is like, well, should I go out among all these young bucks?
Are you talking about Bonnaroo?
And try to actually take in a band with all the people and the parking and the just...
I was talking about the Warped Tour.
And so I decided, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to brave this thing. I'm going to go out and do this.
Good for you.
So, of course, I kick the feet up first at Creature Comforts.
Mm. Love that place.
Beverage.
And the doors are open. It's Athfest. Mm. I'm taking
Sweet
in all sounds. Of the
seeing the picture here.
The sights and smells of Athfest. And I'm really enjoying this moment. It's great. And I walk right around the corner to the fabulous 40 watt. And I take in my favorite new find of 2018, thanks to Amber Henderson, ladies and gentlemen. And I went in there to see the band Grand. Because I could not get Love Drug out of my head. I could not get it.
RX.
It was an earworm that I just could not get out of my head. And let me just tell you, it was fantastic.
Yeah, they're great.
They were great. And after a few adult beverages, I told them so.
That's so sweet.
I think several times, actually, until they told me to leave. But anyway.
That way they wouldn't come on the show.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's a band we featured back in the summer.
That's right.
Right? Amber's pick for one of our shows.
Yeah.
Yes, they played our Battle of the Bands, our Road to Rue, and they caught my eye, and I thought they were very talented, and I guess it just stuck with Shoop.
It was
so
fantastic.
Much, we went to see them again.
Great show.
Amber, you're making a difference.
I try.
One Shoop at a time.
I'm glad I could do that for you, Shoop. That's great.
So that's my Christmas present to all of you.
God bless us, everyone.
Here it is. Love Drug or Love RX or Prescription for Love, whatever it is, it's the Grand on the guest list.
Waiting on you.
So that was Love Prescription from the band Grand, which is my pick for the best new discovery of 2018. You've been listening to a special year-end edition of The Guest List, where we've been walking through some of our favorite new discoveries of 2018. If you'd like a list of the artists and songs we featured on this episode, simply drop me an email to king44@uga.edu. That's king44@uga.edu. I'll be glad to share our best of 2018 list with you. And if you agree with it, well, go out and do your part in support of great new music and purchase some or maybe even all of these songs and albums so these great new artists can continue to do what they love. As for us, we'll get back to another episode of The Guest List later this month. But until then, for my good friends Gabe Vodica, Amber Henderson, and Molly Williams, I'm Chris Shoup wishing you happy holidays and a great new year. See you next time, everybody.